We thought we'd meet some of these unsung heroes, people who, unlike the police and firefighters, are unaccustomed to dealing with the aftermath of violence and death. Living on Earth's Cyan Toomey spoke with some of the people who are cleaning up Lower Manhattan.
My name's Eddie Arenas. I'm a sanitation worker. Manhattan East 6 is my garage.
Eddie Arenas has been at Ground Zero 12 hours a day, every day, since the attack.
What we're doing is we're clearing up the streets around Ground Zero. I just had it today. I'm waiting for my supervisor to tell me to go home.
The sanitation workers are armed with barrels, brooms, and shovels, doing what they can to clear a path for the heavy machinery that needs to come in. Arena says he's seen firsthand what the force of the collapse did to the towers.
It all turned into, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like dust, really, if you know. I mean, look at this zombie. That's what we're picking up, with a bunch of papers and clothing and a lot of stuff in it. You don't know what's in it.
Sometimes, though, it's only too obvious what's in the debris.
I've seen these two police officers walk out with a body bag. Normally, it takes 6 police officers to walk out with a body bag. It just took 2. So what they're finding in there is not whole bodies. It's just body parts. And that made me cry, because it did. I felt really bad for these people, because these people never had a chance.
Arena says he sometimes gets frustrated because he wishes he could do more.
It's tough. You know, you try to do, you know, you want to get in there. You don't want to just be cleaning. You want to get in there and get, me personally, I want to get in there and help, you know, and move stuff, you know, even if it's by hand. I don't mind the hard labor.
What have you been told about the need for you guys to keep working these 12-hour shifts?
They told us to stay strong. They'll let us know when they'll cut the force down. Because we're small, we only have like 6,000 people on Department of Sanitation, so we could use a lot more, that's for sure.
There are others involved in the cleanup, like trucking companies responsible for hauling the wreckage to the Freshkills landfill on Staten Island. Freshkills was closed earlier this year, but then reopened because it was the only place in the area big enough to handle more than 1 million tons of debris. Whitney Trucking has dispatched its entire fleet to Lower Manhattan. Christopher Yuzi is one of the company's owners.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I think I've seen some war-torn areas in life, and this is immense. I've been in the construction business 35 years, and I haven't seen an immensity, an enormity. In fact, there's Building South that's a pile, Building North is about, Building 7, Building 5, and Building 3. You know, we're all trying to figure out how long it would take to get all this debris out, and as some people get overwhelmed, they say 8 months, some people say 6 months, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of moving trucking.
So let's talk about your last full shift, which was, what, yesterday, starting early in the morning?
I've been on 24 hours, but I'm fine. I'm going to be able to be relieved, and I'm tired. My wife is cooking meals, and I never get home to eat them.
But Yuzi says however many missed meals it takes, he wants to see this job finished.
For New York is walking on a street, and I'm a New Yorker myself. I think the quicker we clean it up, the more we get a positive outlook back to the city. Every time you look at the debris, it seems like your mind goes blank and you just can't understand it or how it was done. So in my opinion, the quicker we clean it up, the better we look for the world, too.
And the morale of your men at this point?
Everybody's overwhelmed when you first pull up. And I think you have to take a minute to take it all in. And so far, the morale is good.
One of Christopher Yuzi's drivers is Salvatore Cinquemani. He and the rest of the truckers here have already made about 5,000 trips to the Freshkills landfill, where FBI agents comb through the wreckage for potential evidence.
Freshkills is starting to look like Ground Zero. The smell there in the beginning when we first started dumping there was like propane, like the gas they're pumping out. Now it's starting to smell worse than that. It's starting to smell like my family owns a funeral home, so I could say it could start smelling like a morgue.
When Cinquemani first came on duty, he pulled a 24-hour shift.
I would have stayed here longer, right? But I was a little bit too tired to sleep, and I just don't want to put anybody else's life into jeopardy.
And when did you get on site? What was your first?
We were down here, I believe it was Wednesday morning or that the day it happened, Tuesday night. We were all ready to come down. I told my boss said, come on, we're going to go down there. I said, I'm down. I said, you know, let's do it on the arm if we have to, just to help people.
You mean without pay?
I don't care, pay or not. I would have came down here Tuesday. I would have came down here with my own shovel.
Salvatore Cinquemani, Christopher Uzi, and Eddie Arenas spoke with us near Battery Park, just a few blocks away from Ground Zero. For Living on Earth, I'm Diane Tooman.
Our stories on the cleanup at the World Trade Center complex were produced by Jennifer Chu and Jesse Wegman.